Welcome to The Sound of Science with Penny Sarche and Sam Hollick. Here are this week's science headlines.
Just how big is a kilogram? This was the question under debate at a conference of the Royal Society last week. When the metric system was introduced, the units were defined in terms of physical quantities that could be measured in the lab. The kilogram is still defined as the mass of a specific metal cylinder kept in a vault in France. However, the goal is to define units in terms of the fundamental constants of the universe, such as the speed of light, which the current definition of the meter now depends on. A controversial suggestion for a new definition of the kilogram would involve averaging two different measurements, taken from weighing a mass with electromagnetic fields and from counting the atoms in a sphere. The problem is that these measurements, whilst both highly accurate, give different results. The difference, however, is truly tiny, and most of us wouldn't notice any difference in the new kilogram.
Humans may have migrated out of Africa 50,000 years earlier than previously thought. So far, genetic evidence had suggested that the migration of modern humans into Europe and Asia occurred 60,000 years ago. However, the discovery of stone hand axes in the United Arab Emirates that could be as old as 125,000 years challenges this idea and suggests that the first humans to leave Africa followed a different route. These stone tools are very similar to those from the same time period found in East Africa, and the archaeologists that found them say that they are too sophisticated to have been made by other, now extinct, human-like species.
Further evidence has been found suggesting that the basic chemicals of life originated in the dust around a young star. Amino acids can come in two types that are mirror images of each other, referred to as left and right-handed versions. Yet life on Earth uses the left-handed versions almost exclusively. Researchers have demonstrated that a small excess of left-handed amino acids are produced from an icy mixture of basic molecules, such as water and ammonia, when exposed to circularly polarized ultraviolet light, mimicking the conditions of a young star. It is thought that this natural excess of left-handed amino acids was then delivered to Earth on meteorites and eventually led to life developing with a left-handed bias.
Scientists in Oxford have made a major advance in quantum computing. John Morton, who led an international collaboration, explains the ideas behind this research.
Quantum computing is an idea that the nature of information really changes quite fundamentally when you put it into quantum states. And so if you could build a computer, an information processor, that is able of dealing with this quantum information, it actually is able to compute things much, much more efficiently in some cases than even the best supercomputers today.
Quantum computers would therefore be ideal for performing complicated search and simulation operations at very high speeds. Morton and his colleagues have been experimenting with entanglement, which is believed to be of key importance to building quantum computers.
Entanglement describes a quantum phenomenon where two objects become inextricably linked. So you can separate them, send them to other ends of the universe, and yet a measurement on one affects the result of a measurement on the other. But despite being a weird idea that has fascinated physicists for the best part of a century, quite recently it's been recognised as a very powerful technological idea.
Morton's team worked with phosphorus atoms embedded in silicon. The electron and nucleus of each phosphorus atom behave as tiny magnets and encode one piece of quantum information. By using low temperatures, microwaves, and radio frequency pulses, the researchers were able to produce entanglement in 10 billion phosphorus atoms.
That's all for this week. Tune in again next week for more science news.